Michael Remus here for Illegal Curve Hockey Show. I'm here with Brian Munns, new play-by-play voice of the Winnipeg Jets for Sports Radio 1290. Brian, you know, the word's been out for a while that it potentially is you. Is it, you know, somewhat of a relief? I know you changed your Twitter name to Brian Munns 2011. So now with the cats of the bag, you can tell your friends. How does it feel?
Yeah, the Twitter name will probably change again. You know, it's unbelievable. And, you know, we joke about the fact where, you know, it was kind of the worst-kept secret for a while, but it was hard because, as you know, in the media here, and the media group in the city of Winnipeg and around the province is pretty tight, and, you know, everybody would ask you almost on a daily basis, hey, what's new? Have you heard anything? And, yes, I had, but you couldn't say anything, you know, and a few of the members of the media, like, were close friends, and you know, I was golfing with one of the guys yesterday, and he was grilling me pretty hard for four or five holes, and, you know, finally I said, all right, hey, this is kind of when the media conference is going to be and all that. Leave me alone. Let's play golf. But, you know, yeah, it's a relief to have it done. It's, you know, I don't know, in all honesty yet, if it's sunk in. I think it really started, too, when we walked into the room, and I wasn't on the side with you guys hanging out. I was up at the podium with my name in front and a microphone sitting in front of me. But it's a dream come true. You know, at the end of the day, it is. You know, every kid in Canada wants to be in the National Hockey League. I was never good enough to obviously play at that level, unlike my color man, who I'm really excited to work with, and Shane Knighty, who him and I actually have ties both back to the Prince Albert Raiders. You know, he played and I did radio a few years later, but you've got that alumni kind of touch. And, you know, with Dennis Bayak, we have so many mutual friends that I've touched base with over the last couple of days, kind of on the down low, getting a read on him. And I know he's done the same because those people that we know have told me that that they've talked to both of us. So it's great. You know, it's, like I said, it's a dream come true. It's something that I've worked at on the radio for the last 17 years to get here. And today's the day. So it's unbelievable.
You know, dream come true is something that you've been hearing a lot, you know, since the May 31st announcement. But talk about Shane Knighty for a bit. So you're going to be working color with him. Do you have any, so you said you have a previous relationship. Were you guys going to be working together this offseason, maybe develop that a bit more in terms of, you know, so it's comfortable on air?
Oh, yeah, there's no question, because him and I are a team now. You know, just like the Jets players will be on the radio and on the ice, you know, they're doing what they need to do to be ready for not only September 20th, the first exhibition game, but October 9th when the Montreal Canadiens are in town to begin the regular season. And, you know, it's Shane, it's Dennis, it's the crew behind the scenes kind of that will have everything going. So, you know, people will hear Dennis and myself the most, but, you know, yourself, you know, you'll be involved. Gary and Huss will be involved, you know, all those different people that, you know, kind of will make it all happen.
So do you anticipate the transition from the AHL to be any different than the NHL, or will it just be business as usual for you?
Well, you know, I'm going to treat it like it's the same. I'm going to think of it that way anyway. I know it won't be because, you know, when you walk around the arena and you see that NHL shield, you're at the highest level. You know, you're one of a very elite company that has the honor and the privilege to be in the National Hockey League, either on radio or television. But you know what? I'm going to approach it like it's a Western Hockey League game, like I was in Prince Albert, or whether it was in the Saskatchewan Junior League doing a Melfort, Nipawin, Humboldt game, or whether it was a Moose game for the last 5 years here in the American League. You know, you want to do your best that you can each and every day, and, you know, go with it. Have fun with it. You know, there's going to be some nerves and some pressure sometimes that you're thinking, holy cow, this is, you know, the Jets and the Dallas Stars that are on the ice. But you got to kind of think of it as, you know, the Moose and the Peoria Rivermen. It's kind of the same thing, but obviously with a lot more people and a lot more excitement in the building.
Okay, great, Brian. Thanks a lot for your time. We're looking forward to hearing you on 1290, and congratulations.
Thank you. No problem.
All right.